This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, folks, final segment with Roger Stone, and then I'm kicking off a huge hour. We're massively prepared with critical intel that I've got to give you, even though it's not very pretty. It's good to at least know about the giant storm that's already beginning to hit, but it's going to get much more intense. I was talking to my mother this morning. She said, you know, the devil's making his move again. The devil made it back in the 1930s, 40s. Has been making moves ever since, but this is the big move. Roger, let's play this clip. Here's Biden a few weeks ago saying, oh, the vaccine works, take it, even though it doesn't work. And then here's Trump in Alabama.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah. You know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. You got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms. But I happen to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know, okay? I'll call up Alabama and say, hey, you know what? But it is working.
But it's not working, Roger. So I know he pardoned you and we like him. He's a good guy. But that's just not true. It's down to 37% efficacy.
Well, let's remember the president already had COVID-19 and was vaccinated after it as well. I pray that he's right and that his health is not harmed. But there's more than enough evidence now to show that there are problems with the vaccination. It is also, however, not in Donald Trump's style to admit an error. It's just something he has never done. And frankly, I'm happy that he has made it very clear that it should not be mandatory. I consider that a victory in itself. I do think at the grassroots that his constant advocacy of the vaccination is hurting him. But when you look at the larger world situation and our collapsing economy and the growing censorship and control of our very lives, you know, the foibles of Joe Biden certainly outweigh the president's view on vaccinations, particularly since he says they shouldn't be mandatory.
No, I agree. That's the saving grace here. I hate seeing him hurt himself like this because this is not popular and it's not good and it's not true. In closing, Owen Schroer, we got to pray for him. We got to support him. I actually found the section here. He's charged with violent entry and disorderly conduct at the Capitol. He didn't go in the Capitol, wasn't part of a violent entry, tried to stop it with me on record. This is false charges. This is criminal activity right here by the FBI, in my view.
Well, he needs an excellent lawyer, and he needs to understand the political nature of the D.C. court system. I mean, the D.C. Circuit Court upheld my sentence, even though it violated both the law and the Bureau of Prisons and Department of Justice regulations. We have two-tier justice in this country. We see it over and over and over again. We're essentially charging Owen Schroer with trespassing while Hunter Biden makes billions of dollars and influence peddles his father's influence, doesn't pay taxes on that money, but is not prosecuted. They go after Owen Schroer, but Tony Podesta took money from the same pot of Ukrainian money as Paul Manafort, lobbied on behalf of the Ukrainians. Manafort was charged and went to prison for it. Podesta has not been charged. In fact, it was announced this week that Tony Podesta will represent Huawei, the largest telecommunications company in China, in front of the Biden administration. A lucrative deal, I'm sure. So, again, the two-tier justice system. Rod Rosenstein lied to Congress when he said he didn't authorize the investigation into Roger Stone. Absolutely not. Yet we have the document in which he did so. They charged me with lying to Congress. Why hasn't he been charged with lying to Congress?
It's insane. Quickly, because I know you've got a lot of fake lawsuits against you, so do we, and I want to support you. The listeners do, and they really appreciate you, Roger. Give us the Stone Defense Fund for your legal.
Yeah, look, I had really hoped that I was finished with this, but I have to defend not only this with tax lawyers, this Department of Justice attack on me in a civil suit, but I have, at this point, I think I'm down to 9 frivolous lawsuits filed against me by Larry Klayman. 2 of them have already been dismissed, And in both cases, the judge ordered Clayman to pay my lawyer's expenses or my legal expenses. Mr. Clayman did not show up for his deposition on
Wednesday. God bless him. God bless you. We'll be right back.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade. And we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. You've got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, this is very important video. It's posted as the featured video at band.video and freeworldnews.tv. It's a life-saving video. Everything this Oxford PhD scientist says he's on record and documented. He only had 3 minutes at the Southwest Ohio School Board meeting, Dr. Sean Brooks. But scientists and others are using every venue they can to get the truth out. Sean Brooks explains what will happen to the vaccinated because of ADE and other issues. Viral video. Dr. Sean Brooks warns vaccinated will die soon. And again, this was all premeditated. A year and a half ago, Gates said you'll need a third booster shot. It's not a vaccine. It lowers your immunity. It implants you with prions. Then it takes your body over with the second and third shot. It makes you a factory. They've already pre-programmed this on human subjects in China. It's a bioweapon. They tested it all on animals and humans already. Oh, it's been tested. They just skipped the testing because you know it would actually kill you. It's been tested to prove it will kill you as a bioweapon developed in the U.S., given to the Chinese for plausible deniability by Obama. And it's colonizing your body. It's taking over. So when the, quote, booster shots start, if you thought you saw variants and mass illness and death in full hospitals from the first round of vaccines that aren't vaccines, that are gene therapies, wait until what you see next. That's the real science. And I want to get this guy on so he can then have time to go through each one of the claims he makes. Because everything he says, I've got stacks of articles right here admitting it. So we're going to be laying all this out. It's a big, big deal. I got a ton of other news to cover coming up, but here it is.
Speak. I think we should be respectful of each other. For the next person.
Brother, disappointed. My name is Dr. Sean Brooks, PhD, Oxford. I have 48 publications, including 23 books. I've studied health, medicine, anatomy, and physiology for approximately 21 years. Dr. Robert Malone, who created the messenger RNA vaccine, has said no one should ever take these jabs, ever, under any circumstance whatsoever. He created it, and he says don't ever do it. So let me explain what's going to happen to the people who have taken it. Excuse me. The people who have taken it are going to die in the next 6 months to 3 to 5 years. For three reasons. Number one, you've dramatically decreased your own immune system by 35%. The first jab did it by at least 15. The second did it by 35 now. If you take any booster shot, you will die. That's it. You take a flu shot in the future, you will die. The second reason, antibody-dependent enhancement. Antibody-dependent enhancement is what is happening with these jabs with everybody who has taken them. Unless, of course, you've taken a placebo. But there's no way that you would know that. So given that fact, antibody-dependent enhancement tricks the entire body into believing that the cell that's eating the pathogen is eating it when it isn't. It ends up leading to what's called a cytokine storm, which causes organ failure. That will cause your death, and there's no stopping that. No amount of drugs will stop that. The third thing, blood clotting. Everyone who has taken the jabs is blood clotting. If you don't believe me, there's a way you can find out. Take what's called a D-dimer test. What that does is that detects blood clotting at the microscopic level. They're cutting full blood clots out of people right now. As I'm talking to you, millions have died from the jabs. In your last meeting, you advocated for people to take the jabs potentially in the future, along with wearing masks. And I heard parents say the same thing. So to the parents who are actually considering jabbing their own children, you're going to sterilize them permanently. People who have taken the jabs are sterilized. 80% of women who have been jabbed have lost their children in the first trimester. You can't have kids. You've also injected yourself with the equivalent of HIV. You can now no longer breastfeed, donate blood, donate organs, donate blood plasma, nor bone marrow. If you don't believe me, try to donate blood and blood plasma and find out what happens. You will be denied. Unless, of course, you live in California, in which case they're allowing people to donate toxic blood with spike proteins in it. The jabs create spike proteins. They're in the jabs themselves, and they create it by snapping your RNA in half. You are no longer a human anymore. You are something else, and you are susceptible to countless diseases. Now, here's what's going to happen in the future very quickly.
Yeah, 15 seconds.
Great. I don't know what percentage of your staff has taken the jabs, but your school is going to close. You will not stay open. You will close because they will fall ill and they will die. That will happen in all of your buildings. It will have. It's already happening.
All right, thank you, sir.
I bet it is. It's already happening. Sure. Good luck.
Thank
because
you.
Nothing can stop
this. Thank
coming.
You, sir.
Good luck. And here's the deal. I've probably got 30 doctors just like him, and you can look them up. They're prestigious, saying the same thing. Just this weekend, we only played 5 of their clips yesterday. Medical doctors, women, OGBYNs that say almost every woman that's taken it now just has a period all the time and can't have children. So they say, we've got to cut your uterus out. I can open the phones up, and there'll be 100 women will call who are bleeding and having, and they're telling them about hysterectomies. You're like, how would they get away with that? Because the sheeple, when they get hurt, don't ever admit they're being hurt. They lie and say, oh, I'm not being hurt, because they're so cowardly, they can't admit it's happening to them. That's called Stockholm Syndrome. That's called learned helplessness. And there's a new study out. Researchers identify a new personality construct that describes the tendency to see oneself as a victim. And as long as you give them the victim ideology, they will buy into it that you're saving them. I'm not saying you're a victim. I'm saying you're an overcomer. I'm saying you're powerful. I'm saying you're amazing. I'm saying a globalist, evil, mad scientist cabal wants you out of the way, wants resources for themselves, and wants the power to kill whoever they want, and have launched an attack designed to then blame those that don't take the injections as for causing the illnesses, and we're in a race to expose that before they get to that phase, but now we're already here. People are freaking out all over the world when they watch previous shows we did because, and they're digging through the prisonplanet.tv archive. That used to be subscription. I made it free like 5 years ago. And it goes back like 16 years, 17 years. And it's got hundreds of thousands of videos on it. And people are crawling through it. And they're like, how did he predict this 20 years ago? How did he predict it 10 years ago? I didn't predict it. It's a plan. And so, see, I'm not just living second to second like Dory in Finding Nemo, the fish that can't remember things for 10 seconds. I remember it all. And I know their plan. I know their goal. And we've been saying for the last 19 months, once we hit 6 to 8 months after they've taken these shots, they're going to come out with a booster that then fully takes over your body because it takes 2 shots to get rid of your immune system. Then this thing colonizes you, takes full control. And now it'll be able to create whatever's in this Pfizer shot. Pfizer's the lead dog, lead devil, lead horseman of the apocalypse. Whatever it is that's in this, it's all secret proprietary. is going to be the main weapon. And they're going to say again, oh my God, none of these are working because of the unvaccinated. It won't matter. There's no science. It won't matter. They don't care. That's why they have the Surgeon General going. There is no natural immunity. It doesn't exist. It's worthless. And all the scientists are like, that's a total lie. That's the opposite. They don't care. They don't care. They've made their move, and they don't care. They charged Owen with assaulting people and breaking in the Capitol. It says it right here. He didn't do that. And the judge that did it is a judge that put nonviolent people in solitary confinement, saying for just being in the Capitol, they never even get out. And the same judge has canceled trial dates. Trial dates are set for people that have been there 8 months. Oh, sorry, for misdemeanors, you don't get trial dates. You just go right to a gulag and never get a trial. And they want to expand this nationwide and set up federal jails everywhere run by the Capitol. So when the Capitol orders you drug into a dungeon, they just show up with a SWAT team and you just disappear. They've got their own federal magistrates, everything. It's like North Korea. But they love the Taliban and turn over countries to them.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're here live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very honored to be here. Okay. We have an archivist, but then he's got a full-time job trying to keep up with me. But I would like him, I know he's watching, to just go back in the last year. We already have a lot of clips where I predicted this, but find any others where I said specifically, they'll give you one shot, another shot, then they'll say that still protects you somewhat, but that the unvaccinated are still going to get you sick, so they can still blame unvaccinated when it turns out the vaccine doesn't work because it's not a vaccine. It actually makes you ill and makes you produce the viruses and mutants. And then right before they have the booster shot, they'll finally announce, actually, it didn't protect you at all. In fact, it makes you more susceptible to COVID-19 because they already know that's coming out. Well, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Right on time, within an hour of the FDA coming out and saying, oh, we give authorization, skipped all the testing, you name it, it's an official drug for Pfizer. Bloomberg, vaccinated people may be more vulnerable to serious illness from the COVID Delta variant than previously thought. In fact, they might be more vulnerable than the other. Oh, my God, you better get out and get the new shot right now. That was so hard to predict. I want to air an extremely important John Bound report right now that's in the John Bound section of Infowars.com, and it's in the John Bound section of Band.video. It's so critical to get this stuff to everybody. And it deals with the Nuremberg trial, Nuremberg 2.0, and Dr. Fauci and the crimes they're committing. This is a incredibly important report. It's, again, at freeworldnews.tv and Band.video. And please, activists, get it and share it. I know you are doing a great job. Take clips out of it, whatever, but it's powerful. And send it to all the local talk show hosts and others you know. Nuremberg Code, punishable by death. Here it is.
Have you been a good little nothing? Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci!
Are the petty tyrants who have recklessly mandated vaccines while refusing non-vaccinated people food, employment, and basic freedom of choice violating the internationally recognized Nuremberg Code, which is punishable by death? Yes. Yes, they are.
I will not bow. I will not surrender to this tyrant over this issue. I am not a slave. I am a free American. I have the Nuremberg Code and the Constitution behind me.
In fact, they are violating the set of research ethics principles for human experimentation created by the USA versus Brandt Court as one result of the Nuremberg trials at the end of the Second World War with abandon.
Dr. Fauci, as you are aware, it is a crime to lie to Congress. Section 1001 of the U.S. Criminal Code creates a felony and a five-year penalty for lying to Congress. You stated that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And yet, gain-of-function research was done entirely in the Wuhan Institute by Dr. Xi and was funded by the NIH.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress.
Now they want you to show a vaccine card.
Good morning.
And if you got caught with someone eating at your restaurant without a vaccine card, $1,000. Two times, $2,000. How do you feel about that?
I feel that my liberties have been taken away from me.
Vince, you're fired!
Last year's heroes!
Nurses from Dignity Health took to the streets Friday to protest the California COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The mandate, announced August 5th, requires all healthcare workers in California to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by September 30th. Otherwise, they will lose their jobs.
Any establishment that serves food or drinks like restaurants, bars, and clubs, theaters, as well as entertainment venues will require that vaccination, and gyms like this one, as well as dance studios, also included those large events at those indoor venues.
The beginning of the Nuremberg Code reads, "The voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. This means that the person involved should have legal capacity to give consent, should be so situated as to be able to exercise free power of choice without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior form of constraint or coercion, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of the elements of the subject matter involved as to enable him to make an understanding and enlightened decision. An experiment is defined as a test, trial, or tentative procedure, an act or operation for the purpose of discovering something unknown. So far, 237 candidate vaccines against SARS-CoV-2 are in development worldwide, of which 63 have been approved for clinical trials and 27 are evaluated in Phase 3 clinical trials. Six candidate vaccines have been authorized for emergency use based on their efficacy data in Phase 3 trials. The FDA's emergency authorization of the ineffective vaccine describes emergency approval as a mechanism to facilitate the availability and use of medical countermeasures, including vaccines, during public health emergencies, such as the current COVID-19 pandemic, and an emergency to diagnose, treat, or prevent serious or life-threatening diseases when certain statutory criteria have been met, including that there are no adequate, approved, and available alternatives. There are a myriad of early treatment alternatives that could have already saved thousands of lives had the doctors promoting them not been censored by Silicon Valley, which allowed politicians to pretend they were licensed in the Hippocratic Oath.
You had a first shot and got away with it. Thank God, thank the Lord, but don't take the second shot. Because when you take the second shot, you are going to be asking for big trouble. Why? Because now, out come the spikes. Now the antibodies are there, as we know. Then the complement system has no other way. It has no choice. It has no brain. It's going to riddle this vessel with holes.
Natural immunity is much stronger and much broader and much deeper and much longer lasting than vaccine immunity. And we have over and over now data showing how long natural immunity, having had COVID immunity, survives and lasts compared to the 3 to 5 or 6 months of vaccine immunity before you need booster after booster after booster.
I want to show you a couple of these and tell you that your biggest red flag for propaganda from public health is experts say. They're not saying the data shows. They're not saying the study shows. They say experts say. I've already had COVID-19, so I don't need to be vaccinated. This is a myth, according to public health. Doctors know this is a fact. We have a broad and durable immune response to COVID, and there are multiple studies that document that we do not need to be vaccinated. And yet we have these statements. You should still get vaccinated. Health experts say.
While it may appear that the vaccine mandates are the only answer to a SARS coronavirus with strong ties to a lab in Wuhan, China, through the face of the rollout, Dr. Fauci, and a pre-planned readiness by the United Nations corporate industrial complex, is the FDA destroying its credibility approving the Pfizer vaccine, which has 42% efficacy, an experiment that will now carry the full weight of the FDA's approval? Every American household should have early treatment readily available instead of being forced into being vaccine guinea pigs. John Bound reporting.
I believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021.
All right, folks, that is a very, very powerful report.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. They profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Children, and we will have it.
And the globalists will fail. They will fall. We will build a new Atlantis. We had Dr. Vladimir Zelenko on, who's a highly respected doctor in New York. And he pioneered the treatments that have been proven that I've seen in my own life with friends and family with the Delta variant, going from super sick to within a day, basically well. And he was on, and he said, at the bottom of this is paganism. Now, he doesn't just say that because he's a scholar of the ancient Jewish histories. He said that because he's a doctor, he's researched it. But when you boil it down to that, it's true. In all other cultures in world history, they would go through cycles where child sacrifice was demanded. And it wasn't until Abraham that there was a covenant to stop sacrificing children. And that became part of Jewish law, was don't sacrifice children. Every other culture did it. In fact, Jews were doing it some before that. And pagans, if you even go back to Plato, you don't think he was a pagan, but he was a pagan. He wasn't a Christian. He wasn't a Jew. That was pre-Christianity, pre-Christ. He said, there's too many humans. They crush the breast of earth. We must save the goddess and call all the poor people. And then Malthus, 2,000 years later, said the same thing in England. So this is all an extension of them. They like to kill people. And always when humans get overpopulated, you could argue we do, they carry out the ritualistic death. Doesn't matter whether you're in Tibet or whether you're in ancient Mexico or whether you're in ancient Europe or the Middle East, the fires of Moloch. This is the reality. And so when you see Klaus Schwab and all of them doing this, I covered in my film Endgame 2.0, it's on PrisonPlanet.tv with Dr. Kaufman, the actual battle plan where the UN said, we will bring back gladiatorial games, we will bring back human sacrifice, we will bring back depopulation of the pagans. And that's what Extinction Rebellion, all these groups say. Do you understand that? And they think it's their right and duty to do this to you. They think that because you're so gullible, you deserve to die. They're predators. They're not trying to defend the innocent. And it's their world now, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to understand what's happening, look back at ancient times. And then project it forward and then read what Klaus Schwab says. Next hour, I'm going to read you just from Wikipedia, with the links to Klaus Schwab's own website, how we will capture the entire planet, we will get rid of the democracies and the countries and control them. I mean, these are quotes. He says, we will take your body over and all this. And if we let this monster do it to us, he believes he has a right to do it. He's a stone cold killer. And understand, this is all psychological warfare. They know the people that took the shots are going to get sick and start dying. It's already happening. They know. They're going to tell them, oh, it was the people that didn't take the shots. It's their fault to enrage them more. And when they take more shots and get even sicker, they'll never admit to themselves it happened. That's the programming. That's the conditioning. That's the mind control. And it's not like I'm just taking current events and saying that to make it make sense. I keep telling you years before. Because I know the enemy. I live this. I don't do anything now except take care of my children and take care of my family and research. I do nothing but work. I love it, by the way. Nothing but cook food, nothing but take care of my family, nothing but research, nothing but pray. And I can barely hold it together. And when the general public finally figures out that everything's a lie, the social construct is broken, and the social contract's over, hell is going to be released. And they're breaking society down. That's why I've got queued up for next segment or next hour. I keep forgetting. Klaus Schwab had a bunch of clips this weekend I didn't get to. You guys will find the ones where he says, the lockdown never ends. It's never going to go. It's never over. We're going to make the public angry. Oh, yes, so very angry. I want all those clips because already in Australia, they're like, there's nothing at the grocery store. When we order food, even though we get a government check to stay in the house, it doesn't come. Because there's no production. You're being stalled out till there's a total collapse. And then, by then, they want enough of you inoculated because then you'll start dying. Then there's no hospitals. Then there's no food. Then the society collapses. This is a post-industrial world, which means a post-human world. This is real, folks. You understand? You think I like this? I'm staying at my post like a captain going down with a ship. I appreciate this crew doing it as well. Where are they going to run? What are they going to do? Same thing. Only way you beat this is fighting this. But I have a sickening feeling as well. I wish this wasn't real. I wish it would just remain theoretical and that we could have stopped it. But you know what? Depopulation and secret testing and all the rest of it has not been theoretical in Latin America and Africa and poor areas of the world with Bill Gates. He's been muscling his way into villages with his dad for 40 years killing people. And I've done all this for myself. People ask me, why do you risk your life? Why you're a hero? A hero? I know God. I have a spiritual connection. God doesn't like this. I do this because I want to be with God. I only fear separation from the Creator. And I understand that God gave us free will. This is our fault, not God's. But I want people to get that through their heads out there. The only thing you've got is your soul. That's all that matters. Nothing even has 1% value compared to it. I'll ask you the question. Would you give your eyes up for $10 million? The average person says, hell no. I probably would because I can do so much good with the money to fight tyranny. But most people that would do it for their own selves, they realize, oh, God, I wouldn't give my eyes up. For $1 billion, $10 million, a trillion, what's it matter? Well, if your eyes are so valuable, you wouldn't give them up for money. What about your soul? And you do have one, and it is connected to the universe that God created. You are jacked in. And so you decide, are you with the Creator, or are you with the spirit of death? Are you with Klaus Schwab, or are you with Jesus Christ? You want to see the devil? It's Klaus Schwab. Slick, arrogant, openly evil. Totally thinks he's God, bullying his way around, whatever the hell he wants. He'll be on the ash heaps of history, just like his predecessor, Hitler. And the ADL and all the rest of these people. But this is damn serious. We're fighting classic pagans on steroids who are just so greedy and hateful and full of themselves that they see the public's weakness and like wolves just cannot help but attack. Their strength is because we've been weak spiritually. Their strength is because we've turned the world over to them. I'm going to go to break, come back with this huge news out of Australia next hour, this incredible Klaus Schwab news, so much other news, and I'll open the phones up as well. Separately, it's back in stock, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, a bunch of key amino acids. Everybody should have this for their immune system. It's got all the essential stuff. It's 33% off. Back in stock. It's going to sell out very quickly. InfoWarsStore.com. And there's a lot of other stuff in the new sale as well. Living Defense to flush out your guts and boost your immune system as well. A powerful digestive formula, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, 40% off. VasoBeats for your heart and cardiovascular, 50% off. Our new hair and beard support formula, release a multivitamin mineral, 50% off.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Doctor, guy that goes on Fox News, and he was just telling me the hospitals are just being surged with sick people, particularly the vaccinated. But you see, I said 2 months ago on air, I said, okay, they lied before, the hospitals weren't full, now they're getting full, now people are really sick, and it's from the vaccinated, here's the documents. And then now the numbers came out in Texas and Florida and Hawaii, which is the most vaccinated, by the way, and it's just to the top. Way worse than last year. This is all planned out. But don't listen to me. Here's Bloomberg. Vaccinated people may be more vulnerable to serious illnesses from COVID variant than previously thought. They go on to say, oh, looks like you're actually in worse shape. Now you got to take more shots, which is what their head scientist already said. See how? We give you tomorrow's news today. These people have been trapped, but they know their psychological profile. They can't admit they've been conned. There's a lie. That's the number of illnesses. That's the number. Right after the mask mandate and the vaccines. Way worse than a year ago. And the same numbers are everywhere. Now we have a special guest joining us. Pilots seek restraining order against United Airlines. Unlawful and life-threatening vaccine mandate. Because if One club's already bad for the general public that all these so-called vaccines create. It's a death sentence for the pilots. We got a special lawyer that's launched this. This is a big deal. Joining us 15 minutes the next hour. And I just hope you'll pray for a global awakening and pray for the truth tellers and just pray that everyone have the strength to stand against this, because this is so satanic. I mean, I haven't even gotten into all the World ID, World Government news, how they've openly announced forced inoculations for everybody. It's just insane. I'm going to get to all that at the start of the hour in a news blitz before we have a special guest on. But we need to talk about the front lines in this fight, and that's Australia. Australia is the globalist model. So is New Zealand. They chose it. They say, don't look at the sun. Don't go outside. Don't talk to your neighbors. It's a cult. It's like Canada, but worse. But it's because their people are good. Only 25% have taken it. Because they're great people. They have good instincts. Probably the best in the world. Because they were taken there as prisoners. In old England, when they were taken there in the last 200 years, if you had debt or smarted off of somebody, you'd be sent with your whole family, including women and children, on slave ships there. So they've always had good people, but they've always had bad police in Australia. And so everything you see happening in Australia is the plan for here. And I hope you understand that, and I hope you know that, and that's why this report is so important. So here's the report. The rest of the world increasingly thinks Australia has lost the plot. Contrary, they've got the UN plot. They're following the exact globalist plot. Here it is.
The world is increasingly thinking Australia has lost the plot. And frankly, who can blame them with some of the most draconian restrictions anywhere in the world right now? And police resorting to pointing guns with so-called pepperball pellets at protesters in the streets of Melbourne. This isn't the Australia I know. What has happened to the lucky country? No wonder people overseas think we're barking mad. What else can you say about a country where dogs are shot dead in the name of COVID safety? Yes, as the Sydney Morning Herald reports, several impounded dogs due to be rescued by shelter have instead been shot dead. Berkshire Council kill the dogs to prevent volunteers at an animal shelter from travelling to pick up the animals. The rest of the world looks on with disbelief as we rationalise any manner of cruelty and craziness. Not letting loved ones visit their dying family members across borders. Making people travel further for emergency hospital care so they don't cross the state border. We've grown so used to this insanity. What seems mad to many around the world has been normalised here. Like a state premier scolding their constituents for watching a sunset.
You know, there's a whole bunch of people down the Ryback Beach last night who thought the best thing to do was to go and watch the sunset. I'm sure it was a beautiful sunset. But that's not in the spirit or in the letter of these rules.
We even had Dan Andrews telling people not to enjoy yesterday's beautiful sunshine because you could end up in hospital.
Sunday I think is going to be quite a nice day. Yep, at home. At home. It'll be lots of Sundays spent in hospital.
The alarmist rhetoric of politicians, activists and some public health bureaucrats, together with the relentless media scaremongering, has left the public as scared and hopelessly uninformed about coronavirus in August 2021 as they were in March 2020. As the rest of the world, the advanced world with varying degrees of success, learns to live with the virus, a number of state premiers in Australia are talking about ongoing restrictions, border closures and even lockdowns once we are 80% fully vaccinated. So it was pleasing today to finally have the Prime Minister abandon his lockdowns will only stop when lockdowns work mantra and speak with clarity and purpose about learning to live with coronavirus once we reach a 70% vaccination rate.
It is always darkest before the dawn, and I think these lockdowns are a demonstration of that. But the dawn is not far away, and we are working towards that dawn, and we are hastening towards the dawn. We should not delay it. We should prepare for it. We should not fear it. We should embrace it. and we should move forward together. There will be those who will seek to undermine the national plan. There will be those who will seek to undermine confidence in it. I think their motives are clear.
Predictably, we already have Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan hitting back at the PM. And of course, the lockdown enthusiasts are already moving the goalposts. Now they want the entire population, including children under 16, vaccinated for our 80% threshold to be met. Here is Labor leader Anthony Albanese.
And we know also that families, mums and dads are really worried about their kids and are worried about the implications of what plan we need in terms of vaccinating
people
who are under 16. And that is unclear at this point in time.
And here is Greens leader Adam Bandt. He tweeted, "Understand the trick Morrison is trying to pull. His target of 80% vaccination rate is of 16-plus year-olds. That's only 65% of the whole population. He's excluding kids from his targets to make the targets..."
Yeah, you can't allow that.
"It's a political decision that makes us less safe."
Who's the left?
That's what he tweeted. And it's utterly absurd. Most countries only include over 18s in their vaccination targets. We are using over 16s. The scaremongering around kids and COVID is hitting fever pitch among some activists, medics and politicians. Then there is Bill Bowtell, who despite having an arts degree is presented as a leading public health expert by the ABC and other free-to-air stations.
"And right at the moment, the plan is if you're under 15, you won't be vaccinated. Well, they're our kids. They're our grandkids. They're the people who will pay the price of what I find quite extraordinary. Why the rush?"
They're targeting our children, folks. These are monsters. The Satanists always target the children. Continue.
"Of our present situation, let's get these cases in New South Wales and Victoria back to approaching zero, like Queensland did in South Australia and Western Australia."
Pause again. Look at the goal. Zero. They can have a fake test anytime they want. But we wake up, there can't be one case of something they created in a frickin' lab, and the very people that created it are now our bosses, saying natural immunity doesn't exist, lying to us. God, these people are cult members. And they're all given a script to read by three people. Fauci, Gates, and Schwab. Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. Continue.
"Back to that position, let's vaccinate everybody, and if we've got to put this off for a few months, well, what's the problem?"
What's the problem? We've been in a destructive lockdown cycle for 18 months. What's a few more months? It's not like there's any collateral damage like kids self-harming in record.
All right, let's stop right there. But everybody always addresses it like the other side means well. It's the Great Reset. It's a premeditated psycho plan to overthrow free society. They know what they're doing. They're bought and paid for. Arrest them. Please support us and keep us on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, like I said. We're really fighting hard for everybody, fighting hard for our own futures, your futures together. InfoWarsStore.com. Get there, get vitamin mineral fusion, back in stock, 33% off. It'll sell out quickly and more. Get some t-shirts while you're there as well. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.